It's time for another round of Date Night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
For a special, slightly earlier edition of Date Night, because we've got Jones Angel coming up at 8:30 talking Tar Heel football, so looking forward to that. But Brad and I always get together every Friday morning and recommend date night activities for folks looking for romantic things to see and do in the community. So
yeah.
The tradition continues.
Even if we're doing it at a slightly different time or location,
yes.
But mainly time than normal.
So everything is changing.
Yeah,
we're getting into
it.
The fall, back to school, UNC's back in session, the kids are back in town, K-12 school is going to be starting up again next week, obviously UNC football taking over everything on Saturday, and things are changing in the business world too.
Yeah, so don't like change.
Constantly in flux.
I think you should grab on to things while you have them, because you never know what tomorrow will bring.
That's called clinging. The Buddhists don't like that.
Yeah, but I'm not Buddhist, so I'm going to cling away.
A Klingon if you want to be.
So we were talking about how like things are a little mercurial in like the like date night business community, because
the
you
oeuvre,
never know,
if you will.
Yeah, the oeuvre is ever shifting, because you never know like when that place you love is gonna be gone.
Because it's tough to be in business. I mean, we've got the pandemic, obviously, has really been an additional burden on businesses that are already in kind of tough businesses. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard to open a restaurant and make it last. So the businesses that are able to survive and thrive are really special. And then you hit them with the pandemic on top of everything else. Like, there's a lot of flux and change and growth and retraction, and everything's always up in the air.
Yeah, and then maybe grumble, tear down restaurants to build high rises, grumble. But
so we're coming up with this in the context of specifically St. James.
Yes,
which
we are
up in Durham. Quite possibly the most snake-bitten restaurant ever in the history of time and space, because they open up, they're doing great, then the entire block explodes.
Yeah.
They go to all of the trouble of rebuilding, they get ready to reopen, and then right then, bam, pandemic, they're shut down for another 2 years. They get back from that, they reopen, and now they've lost their lease because the owner wants to put up condos. So.
Yeah.
They're closing, and now who even knows?
Yeah, so this is by no way implying that any ideas I have for things you can do on a date night, like, will not be available in the future, but I'm risk averse. So what are the places that are...
Gather ye rosebuds while ye may.
Exactly. Were I a betting person, what types of places do I think might fall prey to... no longer being around in the future, and you should strike while the iron is hot.
Oh, so this is one of these hot take date nights where we're I think this place is going to close down soon.
This
because of the ravages of the local economy and all of the demands thereon.
This is the type of date night that everybody at the station loves, because I get on a soapbox for 8 minutes and then remember we have an agenda to talk about and then jump back into it. I'm going to skip the special thing that I was going to talk to you about that's not a date night prompt anymore and tell you after, and jump right into number one suggestion for a nice date night that I worry in my heart of hearts won't always be around in its current location, and that is Squids.
Okay.
We've not been because there's in a lot forever, but there's a lot of development.
There's a lot of development going on around.
It's a thriving area. You could probably fit a quote-unquote cute little condo building there that Squids could totally move back into afterwards. But go now while it's here. Have some hush puppies. Eat some seafood. Enjoy like the people around you who have probably been going there every week for 50 years, and become part of a community that can like carry signs around, and that can be your like second date night. It's a double date night. Go to Squids and then like make short stays there.
I'm going to take this prompt in a positive direction and talk about a place that we know is going to be changing very rapidly, very soon, University Place Mall, which we know what the plans are for redevelopment. We know they're going to start taking out the Southern Season Wing to redevelop all of that in the next couple of months is probably when that's going to get underway. And University Place isn't going anywhere. It's still going to be here in different form or fashion. But if you are feeling nostalgic for the mall as it has existed up until now, come on by, you know, walk the hall, the original University Mall hallway, which still exists for the next little while until they daylight the place. And then once you're done mall walking and enjoying the building as it currently is, which will not be the way it is for too much longer, then go to any one of the many fine establishments that they have here at U-Mall. You've got Stony River, which is a great date night place. We've done that a whole bunch of times. Bar Taco, Hawkers, which you love. Flying Biscuit, if it's a little earlier in the day, go around the corner and eat at Alfredo's on the other side of the mall. There's a lot of really great places around here.
Ooh, I like
Alfredo's
this.
Is an unusual date night suggestion, but it works.
I mean, maybe you're just like food. On like a family date.
Yeah,
and everyone's going.
You can like the two of you like have a nice quiet date. You get your pizza or your pasta. You sit in the corner. They've got like the nice little corner areas where
the
you can sit.
The big corner.
And just be,
yeah, of course.
Yeah, romantic over there. Yeah.
I'll throw out in this vein of like positivity and like things are always changing. Go and experience on a Sunday or a Saturday morning. A date where you have a nice long wait on Franklin Street as you are trying to turn into Sunrise Biscuit Kitchen before the competition opens up with their drive-through right here at University Place when the Chick-fil-A comes in.
See where you're going with that.
So you sit in the car, you maybe listen to your local radio station, your hometown, 97.9 The Hill. And then you go and, I don't know, hang out at the library or like a local park and eat a biscuit and have a good time.
And that is date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.